95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. How you doing? Riggs, Steve, the Morning Hog. Proud to be joined by our friend Josh from SR Parade, who has brought us the Cinco de Mayo Preparedness Kit.
There you go.
Now, you're not going to find that in stores or whatever, but trust us, this show is basically your walkway to finding some new flavors to enjoy May the 5th.
Exactly.
Okay.
Like I said, you know, we know all the classics. Corona Extra, Corona Light, Corona Premier, Modelo, Modelo right. Oro, Modelo Negra. Dos Equis, Ducati, right. Sol.
Whoa.
That's why we're trying to find some stuff. Yeah,
dude, this, you were like ludicrous right there. Did you see that?
Like a beer can in my
freestyle. We put a beat back behind it. If you would have brought your turntable, Steve. Damn.
See,
damn.
If you so had those, told me.
Yeah.
I just would have laid like.
You're giving me anxiety.
Yeah.
I'm nervous
his,
for
by
you.
By the way, his mic is filthy now. Look at that thing.
Ugh. Covered in spit.
Ugh. All right. What's next?
So. Please. Those are all great beers. The first two we had, the first half there were great as well. But what if you don't like beer? And you still want to celebrate.
Okay.
And you're not into liquor either. You don't want to do margaritas or anything like
okay.
that.
Okay.
I got you.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right? Really?
So I have Corona Hard Seltzer.
Okay. Oh. A little tweener.
I got a little bit of a tall boy here today. I got 24 ounces.
Very tall. Yeah,
it's a little man right there.
They do have some variety packs of this with multiple different flavors in it.
Okay.
But I went with 24 ounces today just
okay.
because,
you know. So, how do you pronounce that second word?
Seltzer.
Look out!
Not that second word. You know what I mean.
You asked,
so we got
delivered.
So the flavor we're doing is blueberry, and I'm assuming you mean the next word. Acai.
Yes. Acai? Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I still think we're getting scammed by the fruit industry that blueberry and acai is the same exact fruit.
Right.
And just being sold at a higher price.
Yeah.
But that's just my conspiracy theory.
Like organic blueberries.
Right. So, yeah, the flavor we have today is blueberry acai. Mm. Like you said, there's variety packs with multiple other flavors, 12-ounce cans, but we got a 24-ounce tall boy today.
Okay, that's real good. That's real good.
Very subtle, but you know it's there still.
That's what I want, though, in a seltzer, right?
Right. I'm assuming that I can pop into like a convenience store and probably find this thing.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that a lot.
Or you hit up the website.
Yeah. Oh, he's talking about srprot.com/beerfinder.
Beer Finder.
Oh my
Thank
gosh,
you.
Riggs.
Sorry.
It's your first time?
I was enjoying the blues. The blues got me.
100 calories in that thing.
The whole can?
Oh. So the bigger can, if you finish the whole can, is 200 calories. But it's equal to one.
Per serving.
Yeah. Gotcha. So 12 ounces. You're drinking gotcha. 2 12 ounces.
Yeah. Right.
100 calories.
Come on, Steve. Do the math. Jesus.
3 carbs.
Sorry.
3 grams of sugar.
Right.
So you can kind of feel good about doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So Steve,
now I'm ready.
Steve's checking your work now. Okay. It's fine. Oh, it's,
you got a calculator over there?
Well, yeah, Steve's, yeah, he's adding machine, to be honest with you.
Good enough.
Why are your shoes off?
Because I'm hot.
All right. Oh, I know this son of a bitch. I like this. I like this a lot right here.
I went in specific. We have already sold out of this. We'll be restocked here before Cinco.
Okay.
But it's out in the market, so it's still available because I went and bought this. Because the warehouse was in.
Really?
Yep.
Whoa.
Modelo Chelada.
Straight from Josh's pocket. Let's hear that one.
You're the English major, so I'm going to let you try to pronounce that because I don't want to butcher it.
Oh, that's Sandia Picante.
Sandia Picante.
Sandia, not Sangria.
Sandia.
But Sandia Picante.
So.
Okay.
Oh, this is Modelo Chelada.
Oh, I've got
which typically has orange in it, tomato juice.
I was just going to say, you got me excited just a little bit for just
this
for a
one.
Moment.
As watermelon and chili pepper.
Oh, my God.
Mixed with Modelo beer.
Not a big chelada fan. Not a big chelada fan.
Don't let Steve ruin it for you.
But you add, you said watermelon?
Watermelon. A little bit of chili in there.
Bro.
There's a little bit of salt in there. That's.
We have a winner.
That's going to be.
Stop the show.
My Cinco breakfast right
oh
there.
Oh, my God.
Woo! Let me tell you something right now, camera. I just might have found.
Oh.
A chelada that I like.
Woo!
A lot of.
You like
a lot of chelada.
That's pretty like good with the watermelon now.
That it's
this is exceptional.
It kind of calms down the heat enough to where someone like me can tolerate
exactly.
this.
And maybe, like I said, some of those cheladas typically have that tomato juice in there. This is kind of going in a different direction. So it's Modelo.
A little weird.
Here in there.
Sweet, and the salty, hot.
Yeah.
I'm telling that chili does, so it's
everything.
Magic.
Right. Some chili, some watermelon, a little bit of lime juice in there.
Yeah.
Not bad, actually.
Like I said, this is my new breakfast.
Riggs.
Hey, what's next, Josh?
Get back here with that.
Wow.
It's okay. I'll take it when you're not looking. I'll blindfold
you. It kind of reminds me, the best way I can describe
gone.
It, if you're thinking whether or not you might like it just based on description.
Yes.
You're into margaritas, right?
Right.
And then you get a watermelon margarita, and then your salt on your rim, except for Steve's
right.
saltless rim.
For some reason, it doesn't heat sodium.
Fell into your drink.
Yeah.
With a little splash of extra lime.
Spicy.
And a little jalapeno.
Yeah, just like one slice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
A little juice.
Killing.
A couple Love of seeds.
It. Fantastic. I mean, what? And if you are doing,
really good,
if you
are honestly.
Doing beer on Cinco, as Josh was saying,
wow,
this is an incredible tweener. You may just stay there, but
right.
it's a good between
yep.
one. So and, gonna, and that's a low ABV. Did we talk about damn. That? Too?
Right, 2.5%.
What?
2.5%.
Holy!
Sorry, 3.5.
Oh, look out!
Yeah, 2+1=3. I forgot.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wow,
3.5%. So you can enjoy that for a while, and you'd be all right.
Awesome.
You can make it into the later hours of the day.
Good. It's a long day. It's like 24 hours in Cinco de Mayo at least.
Like I said, it's Cinco weekend this time.
Wow. Maybe 36, 48, whatever you find, however you do it. All right, one more, and it's a Corona label.
It is a Corona label. So this is Corona Refresca.
Okay.
It's their tropical punchline. So these are going to be full flavor.
Have we tried these in the slim cans before or something
we
similar?
We have
yeah.
in the past. This is, again, in a tall boy, so they do have some variety packs out there with different flavors.
Okay.
Today we're doing the hard tropical guava.
I honestly do not know what guava tastes like prior to now.
That's good.
Oh, it tastes real good.
I like that.
What is that?
So that's
what else is in there?
A little bit of lime, obviously. Okay. So okay. Corona is always going to kind of be centered on the lime flavor.
That's really good following that previous beer.
Yeah.
It almost
compliments.
It almost makes you want to drink one of these and then just drink one of those next.
I almost lined it up that way.
It's like
you
Josh
did on purpose.
It's like Josh plans for the show.
That's really good.
That wow. It is a great compliment to it.
Yeah.
And it has a it's not too sweet.
Yeah.
That lime
right.
counteracts whatever you...
So I do have some friends out there that don't care for seltzers or sugar-free drinks
because like
they think they can taste certain things. So that's for this person.
Mm-hmm.
Full sugar, full flavor, nice punch.
Yeah.
Guava is clearly there.
Yep.
4.5% alcohol.
Easy. This is why we're doing this in advance of Cinco de Mayo.
That's right.
Because this time next week, I don't know.
Chips I don't know what salsa, happens. Coronas. For everybody.
Right, exactly. All right, so all of these flavors, obviously big names. You can probably find them all over the place,
yep.
right?
Total Wine, Publix, ABCs, Local Independence. And then for your tall boys over here, Circle K Racetrack. Again, local independent convenience stores. Or you check out our website.
srparrot.com/beer finder.
That's right.
Boom.
Well, we found the beers for May the 5th. You're on your own now. Make your choices. But make them these. It's a good choice.
Until we start then. Tacos now?
Yeah. Well, let's do tacos. Okay. Right. You doing it?
Let's do it.
I love tacos.